Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Well, good morning and welcome to Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, I don't care what you say, spring has arrived.
I think you're exactly right.
Feeling good out there.
It's feeling good out there.
Stand by, though. One more little cold blast before you know it.
Don't say that.
It'll happen when you least expect it.
So anyway, because you say that, we have it on good authority, you know, our peach farmers and produce people have made it through thus far unscathed. They had that one little scare of maybe a freeze coming through, the frost coming in to knock down those peach buds, but they made it.
Well, 2 years in a row I've had no peaches, and it's looking good for this year.
Yep, so maybe you didn't curse it. The other reason it's springed on is because our delayed harvest trout streams for the month of March has been stocked. Not that that's an official way to count it, but hey, we count it anyway. There are plenty of fish in those streams. Also, collegiate spring break is in effect. So we've at Jesse Browns have had plenty of people stopping by who are out for the week celebrating spring.
What's the hot destination this year?
Ooh, the hot destination as of late. We have plenty of people going to the good old-fashioned place called Fort Lauderdale. Have you heard of that one?
No, I never heard of that place.
We had a little bit of outfitting for Fort Lauderdale, of all places, and that's awful fun to do. But it also kicked in some older customers at Jesse Brown's who recollected about their Fort Lauderdale trip. So
that's
it's
why they don't want their kids to go there.
Maybe so. It's big fun. But part of the fun of outfitting, of course, for spring breaks and having clients who are going on spring breaks, whether it be families who are going or whether it be young people that are going, it could be a place like Fort Lauderdale. We've had plenty of Costa Rica people coming in, going as a family, which are, you know, all warm weather type destination places. But we've also had people who are kicking it in for some western skiing trips. So
how disappointed are you when you're a college kid and your family tells you you're going on the family spring break?
I don't know.
A lot of groaning and moaning at the breakfast table over that one, huh?
I don't know. If you're going to Costa Rica, you ought to be able to suck it up and just enjoy it.
Buck up, little buckaroo.
Hey, another place that people are going for spring break, believe it or not, and it brings a little recollection to me, is happening in Charlotte this weekend. If you're listening to the airwaves of WBT, we've got the Atlantic Coast Conference basketball tournament in town in full effect, and that happens every spring break, it seems like, per year. And a lot of people, a lot of students out for the week but have headed to Charlotte. Dare you think they're listening to the Carolina Outdoors as they're out gallivanting around uptown Charlotte?
I haven't even seen you with a bracket this year.
Yeah, well, that bracket stuff will kick in later for the NCAA. Right now, we're rocking and rolling with the ACC.
Don't do brackets for that?
I'm sure people do. I don't.
Okay.
But the ones that really kick it up the storm will happen in another week or so for the NCAA, the big 64-plus team. But in Charlotte, the ACC tournament is here, and we welcome all of those people. We are the Carolina Outdoors. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. And hopefully, if you are visiting Charlotte, maybe you live here and hadn't been out as much as you would like, you'll be able to hear a place or two to go on this program, because that's what we do each week, is come in and talk about the Carolina Outdoors, the things that there are to do in our Carolina Outdoors, and the people that are helping make them happen. So, Don, on this program, we're kind of in preparation for later in March. March 21st is a Thursday night. We'll be at the Visualite Theater for the Fly Fishing Film Tour 2019. Now, this is a cinematic occurrence that travels North America with independent film travelers and adventurers celebrating the sport of fly fishing. And we're going to have one of the movie makers is going to be on with us this week. Liam Gallagher is going to come on and talk about one of his films that is featured in the 2019 Fly Fishing Film Tour. And we're also going to have Chris Kegg on the program. He's the director of the tour. He really helps choose the films, helps put it together, and oversees the traveling of all of these movies in celebration of the sport of fly fishing.
Well, that's the social event of the year for the fly fishing community, and it's brought to you by Bill Bartee.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Jesse Browns does bring it along, but you're right. You know, it's not just about the movies. We sit here and talk about it, Fly Fishing Film Tour 2019, this movie, that movie, the other. But it is about the gathering as well, and whether you're a newcomer to Charlotte or a newcomer to the sport, or whether you're an old vet, it's kind of fun to feel the energy that is there, not just with the films, but also with the music that's played before the films kick in. We'll have FUD and the Moonshine Racers there playing some live acoustical type music, and then just the celebrants themselves, like members of Trout Unlimited will be there. The Coastal Conservation Association North Carolina is helping sponsor the music this year. They'll be there strong and in full force. Project Healing Waters, which helps vets come back and reacclimate, if you will, into life by using this great sport of fly fishing, and in other conservation and
Carolina fly fishers.
They'll be there as well. So it's a big fun of people alongside with the movies. If you're hardcore into independent film or travel or just movies, get close to the front, because that's where the serious movie watchers sit. And if you're a bar fly who likes hanging out and socializing in the back, the way the Visualite Theater is, that old historic theater on Elizabeth Avenue, you can hang out in the back, visit with a friend or two, and just have an overall good time.
Well, speaking of films, what about the Jesse Brown film contest?
All right. So, yes, thank you for mentioning that. We had the adventure video contest with Jesse Browns. All of the submissions are in and complete. They are to the judges now, who will judge them on content, creativity, adventure, that sort of thing, and we will have an announcement and a little get-together party in early April, April 4th. Everybody's invited to see these movies that were submitted, videos, if you will, were submitted. So stay tuned for more as we head towards April. We'll be talking more about that. And just as you mentioned that, Don, to mention April, we have another event. It's off just a bit, but something worth talking about. April 24th, we're going to have Wine, Women, and Waiters, a newcomer social and info session there at Jesse Brown's. It's going to be held from 6 to 8 p.m. Again, you got to be a woman. You don't have to drink wine, but Wine, Women, and Waiters, kind of a ladies' meetup group that's going to be held at Jesse Brown's on April 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. All ladies are invited. Listen. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors.